Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Elisa Harrison, talking with us about fake meat. Back with Elisa in just a moment.
Adama!
Are you still talking about Adama?
Yes, you need to help me.
Okay, what's the problem?
Some people still haven't heard that Adama is focused on the return on investment for growers, or that their crop protection products can help produce higher yields. They're like scarecrows for weeds, insects, and disease.
That is important. What can I do?
Well, maybe together we can reach more people. Adama!
Adama!
No, together.
For higher yields and greater peace of mind, all you have to do is ask for Adama.
Adama!
ADAMA.com.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Livestock Auction with their next sale coming up Thursday, January 23rd, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,000 head to be offered, 7,000 yearling steers, 6,000 yearling heifers, 15,000 weaned calves, and 300 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. One of the breakout sessions at this year's 2020 American Farm Bureau Convention down in Austin, Texas, was looking at the changing lifestyle in the meat aisle. One of the panelists talking to convention goers was Elisa Harrison, Vice President for Global Marketing and Issues Management of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She talked specifically about what some folks like to call fake meat, alternative meat products that are right now available to consumers. She says the key, as far as NCBA is concerned, is to make sure the newcomers that are coming in with the plant-based proteins and others are being truthful in their marketing efforts.
From our standpoint, we're not against these products. We're not against technology. We think being innovative and using technology is just a part of all of agriculture. What we do have concerns about is, especially with some of the newer products that are out there, when you have them marketing it and disparaging beef at the same time, that's where we have a concern. The CEO of one of the companies has publicly stated that his whole goal is to do away with animal agriculture. And as you can imagine, that kind of gets under our skin a little bit. And also, they are marketing it based on what we think are false narratives as far as the sustainability study, the nutrition part of it, trying to give consumers all of these reasons to choose their product. And they're using some data and some information that is just not true. So our work is on this has focused primarily on getting the right facts out in a very positive, proactive way, and also making sure that consumers understand the comparative data on it, whether it's the nutrition, the sustainability.
And Elisa Harrison says their research shows them that it's best to take the high road and accentuate the positive.
But overall, we think that beef has so many positive attributes on its own. There are three things that consumers tell us that they like about beef. Number one, they like the people who produce beef. They like farmers and ranchers. They trust farmers and ranchers. But they have a lot of questions. Consumers today want to know more about how their food is produced than ever before. And not only that they want to, but they're demanding it. And they have access to more information today at the tip of their finger. So we have to be there as well too. So everything that we do is to provide, to create a two-way engagement with that consumer, answer their questions, whether it's about how beef is raised, how it's produced, what the nutritional value of it is, but also at the end of the day, how to cook it. That is still one of the biggest hurdles that consumers have today with beef, because there are so many products out there available. They don't know what the beef cuts are. And so through BeefIsWhat'sForDinner.com, we, and all of the work that we do with food bloggers and with nutritionists and others out there to help consumers understand. The second thing that consumers really like about beef is the taste. That is, as I said before, that's the number one reason why people choose beef. And we think that that does separate us and makes us unique compared to some of the other protein choices. And then finally, they understand that the protein that you get in beef and really animal-based products is a more complete protein in a has a better nutritional profile than maybe some of these other products.
So lots of positives for beef when it comes to interacting with consumers, and there's a lot of good information that the beef industry is collected under one website, BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com. Elisa Harrison joined us today. She's Vice President for Global Markets and Issues Management for NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 42nd annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, coming up Saturday, February the 1st at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. They'll be featuring 65 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Angus Plus, Hereford, Pole Hereford, Charlet, Simmental, Shorthorn Plus, and others. For more information or a catalog, you can call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.